Part 1. The Fight to Be Right. Chapter 1. Miss Claudie's Files. We cannot change anything if we cannot change our thinking. Santosh Kalwar. People do what they do in response to what they think. That is, the information they have and how they interpret it in the moment of a particular experience. Often, what people do makes absolutely no sense to those watching them, and even less sense to the ones who are engaged in blind, irresponsible, or self-destructive behavior. It's not easy to watch loved ones go through a difficult experience. It's even more difficult when the someone who is going through the difficult experience is you. When friends or loved ones who patiently listen to your too often repeated tale of woe speak those three simple words, "Get over it," you may feel exasperated. Sometimes it's the tone of their voice. Oftentimes it's just not what you need or want to hear. In all situations, under all circumstances, the message behind those three words is so much easier said than done. Those words, "Get over it." Dismiss your difficult situations and your accompanying negative feelings as irrelevant, unimportant, or unacceptable, even though to you they are just the opposite. In many instances, by the time you hear those words come at you or reverberate through you, you've been stuck in a mental, emotional, or spiritual dead end for some time. Life is hard. Just ask newly single moms with no child support, displaced auto workers in cities stripped of manufacturing, downsized 50-somethings with no retirement savings, or stigmatized men and women returning to society after years of incarceration. It's hard to reestablish yourself after a divorce. It's hard to cover your basic expenses and stay on top of your student loans. It's hard to face a family health crisis when you have little or no insurance coverage. Even people who have done their best to do the right things in the right way at the right time may still find themselves facing astonishingly hard times and challenging situations. Yet, those who know the true meaning of achievement will tell you that their accomplishments were never entirely due to what they did or what happened for them. Something also had to exist within them. We're all overly familiar with the painful tales of the person who found personal, professional, or financial success, then lost it because of poor choices or bad behavior. Whether you're working toward it or had it and lost it, the level of fulfillment anyone finds and enjoys in this lifetime all boils down to this: how you think determines what you experience.